3. Taking a strange book seriously. Leviticus chapters 18 and 20. Two verses in Leviticus speak directly to the issue of homosexuality. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Chapter 18, verse 22. If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Chapter 20, verse 13. Not surprisingly, these two verses have generated a lot of controversy in recent years. In particular, two broad questions must be answered about these prohibitions. First, what sin is forbidden by Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, and chapter 20, verse 13? And second, do these commands have any abiding significance for Christians no longer bound by the Mosaic Law covenant? What sin? In order to answer the first question, let's back up a bit and understand the big idea in Leviticus. The word holy or holiness occurs 87 times in Leviticus. Holiness is the book's overarching theme. The whole system of Israel's worship assumed the holiness of God as its starting place. You have holy people, the priests, with holy clothes and a holy land, Canaan, and a holy place, tabernacle, using holy utensils and holy objects, celebrating holy days, living by a holy law, that they might be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. The second half of Leviticus, from chapter 17 onward, is sometimes called the Holiness Code, because it details how the Israelites were to live as God's holy people. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, gives the underlying command and motivation, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Chapter 18 is about holiness as it relates to the family and sexual activity. Leviticus chapter 18 doesn't tell us everything we need to know about sex, but it gives us the basic rules. Incest is bad, verses 6 through 27. Taking a rival wife is bad, verse 18. Coming in contact with menstrual uncleanness is bad, verse 19. Adultery is bad, verse 20. Killing our children is bad, verse 21. Homosexual activity is bad, verse 22.